CENTCOM chief, Iran has suffered a generational military defeat. 40-year military buildup crushed in under 40 days. By Joshua Klein on April 9, 2026. U.S. Central Command Commander Admiral Brad Cooper said Thursday the United States has achieved its core military objectives under Operation Epic Fury, declaring Iran has suffered a generational military defeat after its more than four-decade military buildup was systematically destroyed in under 40 days. Providing an update as a fragile ceasefire takes hold, Cooper said U.S. forces dismantled the Iranian regime's ability to project power beyond its borders, adding, "We set out to dismantle that capability and we clearly accomplished this task." He said Iran's conventional military, built over 40 years at the cost of billions of dollars, has been eliminated, describing the campaign as a decisive blow to Tehran's military infrastructure. "Our core strategic military objectives have been achieved after destroying Iran's missile, drone, and naval capabilities, and their defensive industrial base," Cooper added, outlining what he characterized as a comprehensive dismantling of Iran's war machine. The CENTCOM commander emphasized the scale of the operation, noting that U.S. forces conducted more than 13,000 strikes on Iranian military targets while flying thousands upon thousands of combat missions over the course of the campaign. "In less than 40 days, you destroyed the military that Iran built for over 40 years," Cooper said, praising U.S. warfighters for executing what he described as a rapid and overwhelming victory. He said more than 50,000 American service members took part in the operation, which he called a mission of profound consequence, adding that those forces exceeded each and every expectation set at the outset of the campaign. "While offensive operations have paused in accordance with the ceasefire," Cooper stressed that U.S. forces remain fully engaged and postured across the region. "We remain present, we remain vigilant, and we remain ready if called," he said, adding that U.S. forces continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with regional partners to maintain the most sophisticated and largest active air defense umbrella in the world. The update came as President Donald Trump wrote late Wednesday night on Truth Social that U.S. forces will remain positioned in and around Iran until what he described as the real agreement is fully implemented. "All U.S. ships, aircraft, and military personnel will remain in place," Trump wrote, warning that if the agreement is not upheld, the shooting starts, bigger, and better, and stronger than anyone has ever seen before. Trump added that the objective remains ensuring no nuclear weapons and that the Strait of Hormuz will be open and safe, while signaling continued military readiness, writing that U.S. forces are loading up and resting as they look ahead to their next conquest. Cooper concluded by honoring the 13 U.S. service members killed during Operation Epic Fury, saying their sacrifice will always be remembered and praising their selfless service and dedication as a lasting legacy for future generations. "Our men and women in uniform represent the best of America," he said. "I could not be prouder and more humbled to serve with them." The remarks come as the U.S. brokered ceasefire remains in place but tenuous, with military leaders emphasizing that while active combat operations have paused, U.S. forces remain prepared to resume action if conditions on the ground shift. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.